This podcast is made possible by supporters like you. Mahalo. And by Atlas Insurance Agency, Hawaii's largest professional agency, helping Hawaii navigate insurance solutions since 1929. More at atlasinsurance.com.
Aloha mai kakou. Welcome to a new episode of School You Went. Start every conversation with that question. I'm Ron Mizutani, and today we're going to talk story with a young man with a very inspirational story. You know, when Cohen Kadena was 13, he didn't lock himself in a room to play video games, nor was he hanging out at the beach, at the mall. No, Cohen's interest was learning how to be a businessman. I am very excited to welcome this young man to the program. Cohen, welcome to PBS Hawaii.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here on the program. You know, I ask all of our guests what school you went, but you're still in school, technically.
Yeah.
So I have to rephrase my question for today's program, but I won't say what school you go, but what school do you attend?
I do online school.
Oh, you're online?
Yeah.
Okay. So you switch gears after you started this this adventure?
Mm-hmm.
Because before that, what school did you attend?
Kaiser High School.
Oh, you were a Cougar. So you do online because you're so busy.
Yeah.
Unbelievable story. You know, you're how old now? 16?
Yeah.
16. Cohen, you know, when I was 16, I was not productive. I was not productive. Take us back to 2021 when you decided you're going to jump into the business world. What made you think, I can make money? I can do something special right now.
Yeah, so I just started, making like Lihing Lemon Pill gummies and started like packaging them and selling them at school. And, you know, as I continued to sell every day, you know, I would sell out of candy. And eventually, you know, they'd let me know that I wouldn't be allowed to sell on the campus anymore because they don't allow it. And so I was kind of just figuring out how I can continue making money. Because it just started off as like a hustle, just a way to make money on the side. I had the idea just to participate in a pop-up market. So I kind of had to figure out how to get my licensing and permits from the state to do that. And no one in my family was ever a business owner. So entrepreneurship was so unfamiliar to me. So I didn't know what steps I needed to take. But eventually I was able to figure it out. And I, you know, filed for my GE tax license with the state. I filed for my EIN with the federal tax IRS. Mm-hmm. And kind of figuring out how to do that probably was the most challenging part. But, you know, once I was able to get that started, it was sort of a fast track. And I just started participating in pop-up markets. I had the ability to participate in a mana-up program called Build Native. And that kind of helped me to start up my online store and kind of helped push me through the process.
So you've been mentored along the way, but at the same time, you've done a lot of growing pains on your own. I'm sure you got pushback from adults saying, nah, come on, kid, you're 13.
Yeah.
Why do you need liability insurance?
Exactly.
But you had to learn all of that in a hurry.
Yeah.
What was that like when folks said, Cohen, go play video games? What are you doing?
You know, it was hard at the beginning. It was definitely, I would say, irritating. But kind of thinking back, that was sort of the motivation at the time, you know, proving everyone else wrong. And, you know, I think, like, it can get stressful, it can get hard, you can feel like giving up. But I think, like, having that at the back of your head, like, the people who said you couldn't and just pushing through and, accomplishing things is kind of what I put my brain towards.
Amazing. Big Boy Sweets
yes.
is the name of your first company because
yes.
there's more
yes.
Since you've launched this adventure when at the age of 13, 14, and now you have something else. We'll talk about that in a bit, but Big Boy Sweets. Tell me about that name, how it came to be. What are your product line, and where can we find you?
Yeah, so the name originated from when I first had the idea to start selling snacks at school. I wanted to come up with a name, and so I initially it was like Cohen Sweets. It was kind of like it was like just such a basic name. So I think. We sat down and I was just throwing out to my brother. I was like, hey, what names do you have? And he was like, I mean, you're a big boy. So, and so in his contacts, I was Big Boy Cohen. And so that's where the name originally came from.
In his phone.
Yeah, in his phone contacts. So it was just like, oh, you should just do Big Boy Sweets. And so that's kind of where the brand and the name started from. And so it was really funny.
That is funny.
That came along.
That was the origin of the name. But what made you think, because your product line, I'd imagine, has grown since this first started. What did you say? Why did you think there's a market there and a niche that you could fill?
Yeah, I think, I'm definitely a big boy, so I know kind of how to, make the candy to perfect for the big boys. And I think the whole brand of around big boys and, our packaging is bigger than others. And it's just, I think our flavors are more there. And so that's kind of just where it came up with. And it was originally just, I was making Lihi Lemon Poo gummy bears, but I had other recipes. And so when I started doing pop-ups, I was able to expand and figure out kind of what the market was looking for. I brought in products and they just didn't do as well. And so we dropped it. We kind of figured out where our market was and what products worked for us.
Farmers markets were your first areas that you
Yeah. You so dove I, into. Yeah. I think, initially it was farmers markets. And so I reached out to a few people, but it was hard to kind of get that edge and figure out what pop-up to participate in. But I was actually connected with someone after like months of just not being able to find someone. I was able to connect with Nelly. She runs Island Craves pop-up. So she was actually my first pop-up, and I participated in her Waikele premium outlet pop-up.
Oh, Waikele.
And I actually, that was my first pop-up, and I sold out within like 4 hours. And so that, that type of stuff, really motivated me to continue working. But honestly, without the help of Nelly, I probably wouldn't have gotten started, because I think at that point, I was kind of just gave up. I didn't know what I really needed to do. But she, she really helped me like at the beginning of my
Thank goodness for people like that who do see opportunities to mentor young young people who want to learn and thrive. And that kind of gets me to your next adventure. Again, I'll hold on to that because I'm still fascinated by, I don't want to focus so much on your age because that can get irritating after a while, I'm sure, because you're over that. You're a young man. You're a businessman. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Thank you.
You've got strategy. You understand, consumer needs, wants. You understand, how you can get the most return on your investments, et cetera. I can tell that by just how you're speaking. What is your top seller?
Yeah, so, I think our top seller and what is most popular is probably our Big Boy Chex Mix, which is like a sweet furikake mix, party mix. And I would say it's the most popular because when people buy them, like, for instance, I had one pop up a couple weeks ago at Central Pacific Bank, Tide Pools. And a lady came down and she purchased a bag of Chex Mix. And she went back up to her office and then she came back down and she bought 12 bags. And so I would say that's probably like one of our best sellers. People say we have some of the best Chex Mix out there. But I would say another fan favorite would be the Lihi Lemon Peel gummies. We use real cracksy lemon peel and we load our gummies with lemon peel and Lihi, and we give them the, we don't do no 5 ounce bags. We have the 16 ounce bag, the pound.
That's 1 pound.
Yeah.
That's a big boy bag.
Yeah.
That's exactly. A big boy bag. When you look at, because I imagine you do all of your packaging by yourself, or do you?
Yeah, so my family and friends help me out once in a while, and in the next coming weeks we're gonna be really expanding. We're gonna be featuring our candy and snacks in a few stores, and we're starting wholesale with a bigger retail company.
Wow!
Those announcements are coming soon. But working to expand into like stores and stuff, and we're going to be moving into a new kitchen, a certified kitchen on Kalihi. We're really excited for all these new things coming up.
And you're overlooking all of that.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, Cohen, that's awesome.
Thank you.
That is so awesome. Proud of you. I don't even know you, and I'm proud of you. Gosh, that is very inspiring to others, to myself. Gosh, and I'm 28. No, not 28. But I just looking back at my, when I was 16, 13, I feel so unaccomplished. But, so take us now to something even more fresh in your mind. And maybe it's because of Nelly that helped you. Mm. You want to help other young entrepreneurs?
Yeah, so I started Keiki Rise, which is an entrepreneurship business, Keiki Rise, which is a business accelerator program that's working to scale Keiki-owned businesses to create a better financial future for Hawaii's Keiki. So initially, the idea came up. I was the Student Entrepreneur of the Year at the Hawaii Venture Capital Association Awards. And honestly, I went in with not a lot of hope. And, you know, it's because their Student Entrepreneur Award usually is with college students. And so I was actually the only, like, I think, like, I was a few, I think there was only a few high schoolers who's ever, like, been finalists. And so I was, like, I didn't go up with high hopes. And so when I won the award, it really motivated me. And I saw that there's a large number of kids out there who are interested in entrepreneurship but don't have that mentorship to push through and kind of get started. So I saw that there was a need for that. So I started Keiki Rise.
That's awesome. And so what is that? What does that entail? I mean, is it online? Is it a program? How does that work for someone?
Keiki Rise is a business accelerator program. So we take in 10 Keiki entrepreneurs, and we guide them through a 6-month long program. And all our events are in person. So, you know, this year we're working on some really exciting things with our sponsors and partners. So this year we're going to be hosting 6 workshops with just amazing companies who are leading them, like Zippy's and American Savings Bank and Hawaii USA Federal Credit Union. And so these industry leaders are coming down and speaking to the kids, you know, one-on-one, and we're building mentorship opportunities for them, as well as educating them on entrepreneurship and everything they need to know. And as well as, you know, we're hosting pop-up markets. So this year, haven't announced it yet, so this would be the first time we're going to be hosting 4 pop-up markets within our 6-month-long program. And we're hosting one at the Royal Hawaiian Center and our most exciting one, which is going to be at Ala Moana Center.
Wow.
And we're hosting a few. I just left a meeting with Windward Mall, so we'll be hosting one there as well, and Pearl Ridge.
You know, folks, before Cohen came here, he was at meetings. You know, that's just amazing that your schedule is – you're a true businessman, and it's – the organization that requires the maturity, the discipline, all of that is absolutely phenomenal. And I really am impressed by you. Who instilled that in you?
I would say, you know, my mom. She was a single mother my whole life. So I think, you know, her determination and, you know, just working hard, I think she motivated me to kind of get started.
Shout out to mom.
Yeah.
Who's mom's first name?
Dorothy. Yeah.
Shout out to you, Dorothy. You've done well. And you have another brother.
Yeah, brother. I actually have 4 siblings.
4 siblings.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations, Dorothy. You are a hero. And you know, like I spoke to other young guests on this podcast, moms are our heroes.
Yeah.
Ain't no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And I can feel that the love in your home. Gosh, I have so many things going through my head. I want to make sure I get to all of them. You know, if you were to look at yourself 3 years ago when this first all started and had an opportunity to talk to young Cohen, I say young Cohen because you're still 16, but what would you have told Cohen at 13 that you know now? What advice, what would you tell them?
Just to, you know, keep your head up. You know, nothing's really impossible. You just got to work towards it. You know, there was a lot of points when I was, you know, trying to get started with Big Boy Suite. It was really challenging, like, to being taken seriously. And, you know, there comes a lot of praise with being a young entrepreneur. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot of challenges. And I would have just told myself, you know, to keep pushing and just to keep your head up. Because that was probably one of the most challenging parts of it.
Good advice even for a young adult like me. I imagine, okay, you said mom is a single parent.
Yeah.
When you started to make some money, right?
Yeah.
Did you help with the bills? What were you doing?
Yeah, I was helping out with the bills.
That's so awesome.
You know, a lot of people, you know, Hawaii is such an expensive place. So, you know, living paycheck to paycheck is not normal, you know? So right. I think just, you know, being able to help out my family and at the same time make money for myself and then kind of build my future and my network and things like that is kind of what I work towards.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Do you set aside a certain amount for maybe your entertainment things or I'm sure you got, it can't all be work.
You gotta
balance that work-life balance. Here I'm talking to a 16-year-old young man about work-life balance, but that's very important too, right?
Yeah.
What's your way of getting the balance part?
Just kind of just figure out like my schedule and just balancing it, and just working, you know, putting time aside for, you know, mental health and just taking breaks and things like that.
Good for you.
But, you know, I think I'm always pushing myself just to work a little harder. And then, you know, times can get kind of busy and stressful, but just knowing, like, you know, once you get it done, it'll be done.
Breathe in between.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mental health is very important.
Yeah.
When it comes to running anything, for that matter, let alone our own individual lives. But when you got a business that you have, do you have employees?
No.
Just you?
Just me. I'm a one-man team.
You're a one-man band. Eventually, that may change.
Yes.
I'd imagine. What are your goals?
You know, my goal is really just to grow within both businesses with Big Boy Suites. I really want to make sure that when we start wholesale, we can really supply these stores and, you know, maintain a good relationship with not only the store but our customers. You know, once we start our online store, we'll be pulling out of our wholesale, we'll be pulling out from our online store because we'll have products in almost every community on Oahu. So I think, you know, just keep maintaining a good relationship with the retail stores and customers. And, you know, once we expand and we start our wholesale, we do look to, you know, hire on a few workers to help, you know, with the manufacturing of the product. But I think also making sure that we can maybe support young people at the same time, you know, maybe have higher end young people to help run the business, because I feel like, especially when you're a small business like Big Boy Suites, you can kind of get a better idea of business and kind of figure out how you can get started on your own venture.
You know, I'm an advocate for education. We are an educational organization here at PBS Hawaii. But in your case, your education is you're getting it in a very robust way right now.
Yes.
And without saying anything negative about college, because college shows a lot of things to an employer about someone's discipline, maturity, able to, you know, complete something they started. Is college in your future?
I'm not too sure as of now. I think, you know, obviously college offers a lot of resources and opportunities, but at the same time, you know, it takes a lot of time. And if I already have kind of a pace going and I'm consistent and things are going well, there might not be a need for it. So it kind of just depends on where I am, like in a few years when I'm ready to graduate high school.
Good for you. Always keep an open mind, but at the same time, being realistic of what a college degree means, and how it's applied.
Yeah.
I know plenty of people who, you know, went to fine institutions and they're waiting tables. Nothing wrong with that,
You
know, or being a bartender. Nothing wrong with that. So it's what you do with your life once you either go to college, go to the military, go straight into the workforce.
Yeah.
In your case, you went straight into the workforce, you know, when you were in the ninth grade.
Yeah.
That's awesome, Quinn. That's awesome. I'm going to ask you a few more questions. where do you see yourself in 5 years? You'll be barely legal, 21.
I think in 5 years, you know, I think I hope to grow. You know, I think it's hard because I think it's just I've been kind of on a fast track. So it's hard to kind of imagine, but, you know, just keep pushing and growing and kind of seeing where I am in 5 years. But I hope, you know, to not only grow within my own business, but to help other young entrepreneurs grow, because that's really what we're trying to do at Keiki Rise.
About 10 years. I know that's tough to even think about. You're 16. But
I mean, honestly, like when I think of like my personal goals, like I want to be a business. I want to be a homeowner in Hawaii, which is not an easy thing. I want to be financially independent, and I want to be able to provide for my family and things like that. So those are kind of like my long term goals. And like that's really at the end of the day what I'm working towards.
Very nice. You're a very grounded young man.
Yeah.
You're very grounded. Again, I applaud mom. Any other people in your life that have touched you that way?
You know, I think my mom, you know, Nelly with Island Craves, she played a big part. Even like Melly James with Mana Up, she played a big part. And so like all these little pieces of the puzzle, they all played a big part in kind of my journey and kind of where I am. There's a lot of people I'm sure I have even been able to mention, but you know, I think those people know who they are Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm grateful for all of them who kind of took the time to work with me, even our sponsors. So, you know, when I first had the idea of Kiki Rise, I mean, you got to keep in mind, this is a 15-year-old kid coming to you, asking you for a sponsorship to sponsor an idea he has. And, you know, so you're 15 and you have an idea. You have nothing to show for the idea, just an idea. So, you know, I created a presentation and I created a presentation for Kiki Rise. I like wrote down an outline and our mission and things like that. And so I'd reached out to a bunch of companies in hopes of receiving sponsorships. And I didn't receive a response from any of them. So I kind of gave up and I realized, well, maybe I should wait a little bit, kind of grow my network a little more. But then I actually got a response from one of them a few weeks later, from Stain Spass. He's the director of corporate brand strategy at the Hawaiian Host Group. If you're not familiar, it's like the Mauna Loa, the Hawaiian Host chocolates. Mm-hmm. And so he had reached back out and said, you know, could you come into our headquarters and kind of just share a little more about your idea? So the Hawaiian Host Group was actually our first sponsor for Kiki Rise. And so when I first had the idea, I had let him know that this is what we're trying to do. Our mission at Kiki Rise is to empower young entrepreneurs by providing them with the necessary skills, resources, and support to turn their ideas and startups into successful businesses. So, you know, he really loved our mission and what we were trying to do. And so they were our first sponsor. And it's not, you know, sponsorships are not easy. It's a very competitive market. And so, you know, being able to take a 15-year-old kid with literally just an idea and putting your faith in him and saying, well, I believe in what you're doing. So, you know, I'm very grateful to Stein as well. And, you know, all our other sponsors, because once I got that first sponsor, it was kind of rolling mm-hmm. in and building connections with other companies. So, you know, my next sponsorship was with American Savings Bank. And so I'd reached out a few times and they finally let me got back to me, and you know, I was able to pitch them my idea. And you know, Marcelle Bartel, the community investment director, she loved what we were doing and wanted to get involved. Hawaii USA played a really big part in, you know, growing Kiki Rise. They were probably our biggest sponsor last year, and they were really engaged with what we were doing. They hosted pop-up markets for our young entrepreneurs because they're very steadfast in small business. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, actually I refer to them as my Hawaii USA aunties because they're I was working with the business advancement director. So there was about 8 of them, and I call them my Hawaii USA aunties. But they would come down to my events. So I participated in a Mana Up pitch competition at the convention center. And so basically it was a partnership with Powwow, and you were pitching your idea. And so I let them know, like, hey, this is what I'm doing. And they all showed up, like 3 of them showed up to support me. And they stayed till the end, and it was like 10 o'clock. And
wow.
So they're just, you know, really supportive. And I was actually able to take home the second place award and the youth prize award. And so, you know, people like that, people who really believe in me and show up and support, you know, they play a really big part in kind of our growth.
That's huge. You know, Cohen, you know what it is? I think what I'm hearing and understanding the business climate that we and really the economic climate that we are in right now, they're investing in the future.
Yeah.
The investment in you is an investment. They see that the value of what you're doing. We want to create a more resilient Hawaii, right? We want our young keiki okainas to stay home.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't want them to leave. But the truth and the reality is so many of our young professionals are leaving just because of the cost of living or opportunities. Mm-hmm. You know, you are proof that you can get stuff done.
Yeah.
And that's why these businesses support you. They believe that you are an investment. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
It really is a reflection on, you know, even though you were just a 15-year-old giving a presentation, you had a clear vision of what that meant. Mm-hmm. And that's very impressive. So here, I got to ask you this because I worry about, you know, we hear about all these young, mainly Hollywood and, you know, people who achieve all this great success. Do you have a mentor that you look to or can rely on that will have Cohen's best interest in mind? I'm sure mom does that.
Yeah.
She's a hammer, yeah. I'd imagine. But, you know, it's always... You always worry that people will be taken advantage of, but you seem very much on track, mm-hmm. on point. But sometimes, you know, that vulnerability can sneak up on you. Anybody in that capacity in your world?
Honestly, not to that extent.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very open-minded, but at the same time, I'm very cautious in, you know, what Smart. I do and how I do it. And I'm very, you know, I really work on my business trying to think of the word. My business. Sorry, I'm having a brain fart right now. I'm trying to think of that word.
I get them all the time.
Like my groundedness and like my. My business attributes, like, you know, being a man of your word and just committing to when you commit to something, you know, you follow through and just things like that, you know, being steadfast in what I do and just, you know, understanding like that not everyone out there is there for your that have your best interest in mind. So just knowing like you need to balance that, you know, trusting mm-hmm. and at the same time being being responsible and knowing boundaries.
Correct. Trust takes so long to be, to earn, to build,
yeah.
and it can be demolished, destroyed in one bad move, yeah. right? In your case, you're opening your life, your business vision, and yourself and your family,
yeah.
and trusting that these people are there to support you. So, you know, all of that comes with years of maturity, but you're so accelerated. Honestly, Cohen, you've accomplished so much in a short time. It's absolutely mind-boggling, but absolutely incredible just to be a witness of.
Thank you.
Yeah. Gosh, I could talk story with you all day. I'm thinking about my kids, and I don't want to compare, but boy, I'll leave it at that. what is your ultimate goal? I mean, you want to be financially independent. You want to be a homeowner in Hawaii. You want to stay home. But at the end of the day, this thing could get so big.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, you could be in stores across the country.
Yeah.
When will you say, okay, this is as big as it's going to be? Or when will you say, how do I take it to even the next level?
It's you know, honestly, it's hard to say because, like, you know, I feel like in business, you are where you are. And the only thing you can do is work on the next step. You know, obviously, we do look to expand, you know, wider than just Hawaii. But at the same time, our products are very distinctive in taste. And so a lot of times, it's only for the local market. So how we can, you know, stick to Hawaii, but at the same time, maybe reach those wider communities like Vegas, the Ninth Island, and like Utah, California, where we have Hawaii communities and people who, you know, these types of flavors and tastes brings back memories of home. So kind of reaching that audience, but at the same time, you know, staying loyal to Hawaii and keeping our products here in Hawaii. But at the same time, I don't believe our product will make it to the mainland, like in terms of like past the Hawaii communities, because our flavors are just so Hawaii based, mm-hmm. you know, lihing lemon, lihing mui, and these cracksy flavors, and even for like most furikake flavors, it's not really, you know, Haole people don't really prefer those types of flavors. So, I believe Big Boy Sweets would stay in Hawaii and then maybe branch off to like Hawaii communities out of state.
No, you're right. There is a huge market on the U.S. mainland, but I'll say two words: Eddie Flores, L&L Drive-In.
Yeah,
they are everywhere.
Yeah,
and it was because Eddie Flores is a very smart businessman, but he also recognized that the flavors of the islands are very exciting to people.
Yeah,
my oldest lives in Minneapolis. There's a huge Hawaiian transplant community there in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and they have barbecue, you know, like local style barbecue. Some guy from Maui opened a plate lunch stand there, and they're slamming busy because people love mac salad.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be a local boy to enjoy mac salad. So I just see this thing really being something that could really expand in a real robust way for you, and it's exciting to even think about.
Thank you.
Yeah. Woo. Boy, this has actually been more than I thought, Cohen. I was excited to meet you.
Yeah.
I had seen you on TV. I've seen you on YouTube. I've seen you just about everywhere. You're, you know, people like Mele, who I know, Mele, I know very well. And you continue to surround yourself with those kinds of people who really see the value in investing in youth, but also mm-hmm. just investing in Hawaii is a smart thing for you. And now you're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
That's just absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
So congratulations to you. Never forget your roots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never forget what got you here.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's going to be an issue with you.
Yeah.
Cohen Kadena. Remember the name. Big Boy Sweets. Don't ever change that name, by the way. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
right on, brother. Good luck to you. Continued success. I wish you the best. You ever need anybody help? Uncle Ron's here. Kupuna Ron. Who are you calling auntie? The aunties at the credit union, they don't mind you calling them auntie.
No, they all refer to them. Oh, your aunties are over there. Who I use, the aunties.
Well, one day you can reach uncle status, but that's still far away. All right, Cohen, continued success to you. Good luck.
Mahalo.
Right on. Thank you for making Hawaii proud.
Thank you.
Our future is in good hands with young people like you. All right, mahalo nui for joining us, folks. That was fun. Join us next week, another episode of What School You Went. Until then, hui ho.
What School You Went is a PBS Hawaii production. Music by Taimane Gardner. If you enjoyed this episode, let us know on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and tell your friends. You can find us on pbshawaii.org and everywhere you get your podcasts.